You're listening to SBS News.
This could soon be the sound that signals an approaching chaos on Britain's borders. The British government wanted to create a fake traffic jam to see how highway authorities would cope with queuing around ports in the event of a no-deal Brexit. But the trial didn't quite go to plan. 150 trucks were ordered, but only 89 showed up. And many of the drivers who were paid to take part didn't really see the point.
Well, someone had to do it, didn't they, really? Well, I'm not sure, really. Waste of time, personally. But at the end of the day, what will be, eh?
Toby Howe is the man in charge of the Highway Authority in Kent, where Britain's busiest passenger port, Dover, can be found. He says the test shows chaos on the roads near the United Kingdom's ports in the scenario of a no-deal Brexit is unlikely.
It shows that we can get a flow rate out of the airport down to the port and not cause too much impact with the quantity of lorries that we were releasing today.
But local Conservative MP Charlie Elphick isn't so sure.
Well, I welcome the Department for Transport ramping up Brexit preparations, but this trial is on far too small a scale. It's just about 100 lorries when about 10,000 lorries come to the Channel ports every single day.
For the government, the exercise served two purposes: to show preparations for a no-deal Brexit are underway, and to give MPs a visual reminder of the disruption that could result from Theresa May's withdrawal agreement being rejected. Mrs. May says she's still seeking assurances from the European Union to make the deal more palatable for British MPs.
We're continuing to work on further assurances, on further undertakings from the European Union in relation to the concern that's been expressed by parliamentarians.
A new poll has found that just 18% of British voters believe that Theresa May's deal is the right one for the country. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the Prime Minister is simply delaying the inevitable.
The Prime Minister should be here updating MPs on what progress she has achieved, if any. Instead, she's continuing her approach as before Christmas of ducking scrutiny and dodging accountability. We will hold this government to account for their incompetence.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.